Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. I hope you all had a great last weekend here. Me and Sabina, we did a little trip down to that to the Jefferson Cannabis Cup they had going on down there, and we checked that out this weekend, and they're getting things together. But I'm gonna find out why we didn't have any entertainment maybe there or something, or maybe some beverage or some food wagons or something. So I'll be talking to the man, put Dad on about that, because yeah, I think that was a really good thing going on there he had. And there's just a few things, but hey, I like to add a little personal touch, and I'll see maybe if he's up for it for next year's festival there. But yeah, we did that, and then we went over to the Inateca and had a little beer action, and you know what, yeah, because had to have a cold one after that. And Inateca, yeah, you know what, walked in the door there, and it's funny, they got a pool table now. So that's cool. They had never had a pool table. You walk right in the back door, and all of a sudden, it's right there by the bandstand. It's perfect. All right. So that was very cool. And then we went over and had lunch at Sea Quake Brewing. I mean, that's one of our favorite places down there. And that was a really good time. You know, we did that. And then we came back Saturday. That was that day. And then Sunday, we sat around, and it was Sunday Family Fun Day. And we also watched football, which... yeah, I could have went a little another direction, would have made me a little happier. Like, for instance, the Vikings winning, you know, that would have been really cool because, you know, hey, I'm a big Vikings fan. And that was kind of a bummer to watch them get nailed like that. But hey, oh well, because especially since the Super Bowl is going to be in Minnesota, that would have been so cool having the home crowd, man, right there. Home team, oh yeah. But hey, maybe next year. It looks like they're getting better and better. I was surprised at some of the teams that actually went. Besides the Patriots, hello. The other three teams, though, that was very cool. Very cool to see some people get up there. Some underdogs, as you say, over the years get up there. It's been a while. I was looking at some stats. And so that was it for the weekend. Like I said, we had a little pizza action with the Sunday Family Fun Day. Little Prince and Mariah and Jackson came over, and we had a good time. So, hey, I hope you enjoyed your weekend and got to spend it with friends and family and have some fun yourself. And let's see. Let's get this next weekend all set up for you so you can get your calendars out and get planned. What we got going on here is the 101 Bar and Grill. They got on Thursdays line dancing and ladies night if you're feeling right. On Wednesdays and Sundays, they got karaoke. And, of course, every Monday night, they got a steak special going on there. Catalyst Seafood. You have to call them for a musical lineup. Checo Brewing, we've got coming up. Where are we now? Man, we're already getting towards the end of the month. On the 25th, we got Patty and Acuna. On the 26th, we got Rap Brush. And on the 27th, we got Keith Jones. And let me see, down here at the port, at the Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill, you can call for a music lineup, but they're starting to have music there and everything, and I will get it eventually. Let me see, the same for Misty Mountain Brewing. They got something going on once in a blue moon there, so you might want to call and see if they have any entertainment going on. Rivers End Sports Bar, they got something going on every day. Let's see, we got Monday is happy hour all day. That's the longest happy hour around, I'll tell you that right now. On Tuesday, we got Margarita Specials. On Wednesday, we got 50 Cent Wing Day and Songwriters at Play. Thursday, we got Food and Drink Specials. Friday, it's DJ Night. On Saturday, it's local bands or a DJ. And on Sunday, it's Super Sports Sunday. That's right, they got sports going on. They got all kinds of TVs, and something's happening up there at the Rivers End Sports Bar and Grill. That's right. And then Vista Pub coming up. Let's see. We have got Tom Sheets coming up on the 26th there, and on Jazz on Thursdays. And remember, all music starts at 7. That's at Vista Pub. We've got the Laughing Clam up there if you're in the Grants Pass area. That on the 26th, we got the Rhythm King. And on the 27th, Over the Moon Duo. All right, so that's up in Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass area. And then down in beautiful CC by the sea, we got the Inateca, which I don't have any more for the rest of this week out for them. But you can call them for music line. I know they got a band happening. And then the same for Seaquake Brewing. I didn't get them. I'm getting next month's lineup and everything, but this next weekend, I didn't get anything for either one of them. But hey, they got stuff going on all the time down there. And then let me see. Let me go ahead and give you some of the individual schedules we got here, like a Rat Brush, what he's got going on next. It looks like on his schedule is on the 30th. He will be at the Coon Tie. And let me see. Let me see. On Friday the 26th, there's something about his birthday. His 75th birthday is going on there. Where is he going to be at? Okay, well, anyways, wish Rat Brush a happy 75th birthday next time you see him. So there you go. It's coming up this Friday. Let me see. We got Frankie C. We got his schedule out for the rest of the month because he is at the Coon Tie on Monday nights. And let me see. Monday's there at Coon Tie, and then on the 20th, he was here just there this last weekend. So that's it for, yeah, just Monday's at Coon Tie. They do the, him and Troy Spence get together for some night moves action. And let me see, Steve Harrington, we got Wednesday night's Coon Tie, and then Friday night's the Coon Tie. And yeah, that's it right there. Okay, so that's going on. And of course, we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing at the Checo Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11:30. A.M. to 12:30 p.m. That's right, the piano man. Okay, so let's get on here. Most of you might know this, the family in town here. We got a Mayo family fundraiser going on. Some know, but not all. The Mayo family has suffered a great deal of tragedy in the last month. First with the passing of Kevin, their son, and then the car accident that has left their daughter, Monique Kelly, paralyzed. Maya Weaver has put together a fundraiser to help the Mayo family in this hard time. Starting tonight, which it started last week, at the high school basketball games, you can purchase tickets for a gift basket full of some amazing things. So at each basketball game, you can get a ticket. The tickets are $10 per ticket or 6 tickets for $50. If you can't come to the home games, you can stop by the Catalyst Seafood and pick up your tickets there. All money from this fundraiser goes to the Mayo family. And here's a couple of examples of what they have in the basket. Is a case tuna from Catalyst Seafood, a backpack and Oregon shirt from In Motion, a $25 gift certificate from Vista Pub, a $100 gift card from Wild River, Cody Miller from Cody Miller and Becky Miller, a $50 gift card. There's a whole bunch of stuff that is in this thing. I mean, and the list keeps getting longer and longer. So it's going to be well worth winning this basket. As they say, even more things are going to be added to the basket. So there you go. Thank you for the support of the Mayo family. Like I said, if you can't make it to the basketball games, just go into Catalyst Seafood and pick up your tickets there. Okay. And let me see. We got some January events at the Checo Public Library going on. That In Science We Trust thing is going on here. This on the 24th, The Role of Science in Democracy with Gail Wells. That's at 6 p.m. Let's see, you can talk to her. Americans have more confidence in scientists and doctors than in any group except the military, but citizens often mistrust science. Why is your relationship with science so complicated? Why don't we trust a field respect? Science writer Gail Wells will answer those questions. Let me see, that's at 6 p.m. on the 24th. Kids concert at the library also happening on the 27th with Russ Olheim at 11 a.m. Local favorite folk singer Russ Olheim will sing songs and tell stories to entertain children of all ages. The presentation will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 a.m. in the Checo Library's large meeting room. Let's see, admission is free. For more information, you can call 541-469-7738. All right, so that's what's going on there. And I'd like to let you know again, due to the family needs out of town, there won't be a shoe bank. There wasn't a shoe bank here in January at the Elks Lodge. The next one will be February 10th, 2018, 1 to 3 p.m. at the lower level of the Elks Lodge. All right. And then they've got Coffee with Casa going on every fourth Monday of every month at the Bell and Whistle Coffee House from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Stop by the Bell and Whistle Coffee Shop to learn more about CASA of Curry County and how you can advocate for children in our community who are in foster care. All right, they'd love to have coffee with you, and each month, it's the fourth Monday of every month, so join us when you can, they say. All right, let's see, we've got two nights of Dan the Blarney Man. See, this is coming up on January 26th and 27th, 7:30 p.m. Traditional Irish music, both Friday and Saturday night, Dan the Blarney Man will be playing your favorite Irish tunes, a special guest Holly fiddling along on Friday night. That's a Port au Pines. There you go. You know, I said this one last week, and I just realized there was nothing down on here as I didn't say where it was at. So, hey! That's me just having a good time on Monday. But I'm looking at it right now, and I knew it was at Port au Pines. And it's like, wow, okay, very cool. All right, so here we go. Guitar class for veterans and their families, hosted by Danaka. This is happening on January 23rd. Let's see, another round of free of charge guitar class with Dale Morgan will take place January 23rd, and it goes through March 27th. The intermediate and advanced class will run from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. Beginning class will run from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m., and you can call the office to register at 707-464-1336. Danaka's Arts for Veterans program is funded in part by Veterans Initiative in the Arts, a program of the California Arts Council, a state agency. Okay, guitar class. All right, well, hey, I've just been handed this news bulletin. While walking through Central Park in New York City, an elderly woman coming home from the grocery store, dragging a grocery carrier behind her, had her purse stolen by two vandals as they suddenly came running up behind her, snatched her purse, and proceeded to keep on running. The upset woman, while continuing to walk home, spotted the two men in the middle of some shrubs, and armed with only a frozen turkey she had just purchased, went into the shrubs and proceeded to hit the men repeatedly with the frozen fowl until they finally ran away, bruised, battered, and leaving the purse behind. Police are calling it a perfect case of when a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. In unrelated news, life could be a dream. Shaboom, shaboom. Alrighty there. Hey. Well, we got the community gathering with Building Healing Communities going on here January 31st from 5:15 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. Everyone is invited to the free community gathering to learn about the wonderful efforts transforming lives in Del Norte County and tribal lands. On January 31st, come celebrate the accomplishments and learn how you can be a part of the success. Child care and dinner provided. Please RSVP to reserve your spot today. Tickets are available at docs.google.com. For RSVP, go to their Facebook page at BHCDNATL, or you can call 707-465-1238. Okay. Let's see, we got the Winter Art and Chocolate Festival is getting ready to come here. That's going to be happening at the Brookings Harbor High School at 629 East Street, February 10th and 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Winter Art and Chocolate Festival is a fun, family-friendly event. Okay, so there you go. Get your mark calendars for that one. Let me see. Brookings Harbor High School presents the Brookings Safe and Sober Quarter Craze, hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County. Quarter Craze and Quarter Craze benefit auctions. This is happening on February 10th. Getting a little February action out there right now for your filler here. So there you go. From 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., join them for a fun-filled night as they raise money for the graduation class of 2018 Safe and Sober Party. There's a taco bar, beverage, and dessert for just $10. Use the link to pre-register and pay just $5 at the door. Ages 18 and over only. Wear blue and gold for a chance at the magic paddle. Dozens of items are up for bid for just quarters. You can get tickets online at event.r20.constantcomment.com. The Brookings Harbor High School Safe and Sober Quarter Craze. Okay. All right, so they say it's still time to register for the Ellensburg Theater Youth Dance Collaborative at the Rogue Playhouse in Gold Beach. Ellensburg Theater is pleased to announce the Ellensburg Theater Youth Dance Collaborative has begun with the opening session starting January 16th. If you have not registered for this exciting performing arts program made possible through grant funding and local business and individual sponsorships, you may still do so by leaving a message at the Playhouse 541-247-4382 or calling Sue at 541-247-5109. There is still room and everything is provided in the $90 registration fee for the three-month workshop right down to the dance shoes, costumes, makeup, and even snacks, making each session cost only approximately $258 each for 35 sessions. Okay. And then you're going to be doing a performance, a gathering of individuals, Friday and Saturday, April 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, April 15th at 2 p.m. So we'll be talking about that in the future too. All right. Well, hey, we got Death Trap is coming to the Chetco Playhouse, directed by Stephen Scruggs and Andrew Simmons. The show dates are February 9th, 10th, 11th, all the way to the 25th. So there you go. On Friday and Saturdays, they got 7 p.m., and on Sundays, 2 p.m. All right, so that's getting ready to come up here. The tickets are available at New Wave Video and Wright's Custom Framing or at Theater Door 2 hours before showing. For reservation, you call 541-469-1877. Let's see, that's Death Trap. It's a seemingly comfortable, inconstant as charming Connecticut home. Sidney Brule, a successful writer of Broadway thrillers, is struggling to overcome a dry spell, which has resulted in a string of failures and a shortage of funds. A possible break in his fortunes occurs when he receives a script from a student in the seminar he had been conducting in nearby college. It's a thriller which Sidney recognizes immediately as a potential Broadway hit. Okay, so if you're interested in checking out Death Trap by Ira Levin, there you go. Getting ready to come up here soon in February. Let's see, Elk Valley Casino is presenting a Quarter Craze benefit auction for Freestyle Cheer. This is hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County and the Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. This is coming up on the 7th of February from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Elk Valley Casino. There's dozens of items up for bid for 1, 2, and 3 quarters. Baked potato bar, desserts, and beverage, $10. Proceeds go towards helping this competitive cheer team with travel expenses, competition fees, and more. Wear hot pink and black for a chance at the Magic Paddle. Ages 18 and over only. That's happening at Elk Valley Casino coming up on the 7th of February. Oh, hey, right. There we go. Now it's time for a bit of weird history with our mate, Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here with a bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that a duke once fooled the public to win a wager? It's true. And here's what happened. In 1749, the Duke of Montague and Lord Chesterfield placed a bet with each other on the gullibility of the public. And on January 16th, the Duke took out an advertisement in the General Advertiser, a well-known London newspaper. The ad read as follows. Tonight at 7 p.m., the most amazing magician will appear at the Theatre Royal. The conjurer will perform these amazing feats. He will give the name of any masked member of the audience. He'll play music on an ordinary walking stick. He'll turn himself into any person, dead or alive. And for the grand finale, he will climb into an ordinary-sized wine bottle. Well, by 7 p.m., the theater was packed tighter than a barrel full of monkeys, with crowds still trying to get in. Well, right when the show was supposed to begin, the crowd was told that the magician hadn't turned up, and they could get their money back. But even with a refund, a riot immediately ensued when the word got out that it was only a hoax, leaving the crowd to feel like they all had been made look like fools. Well, all the while in the shadows, the Duke of Montague looked on with sheer pleasure, for he had just won a bet with Lord Chesterfield that he could fill a theater simply by promising the public the impossible. Seems to me that the public weren't the only ones the Duke duped. I hope you enjoyed this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it weird.
Crazy history. Thank you, Mr. BB. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, you are invited to a blockbuster book signing event like no other. Help raise funds for the Oasis Shelter and the Chetco Grains Community Center. Admittance for the event is the purchase of a book for $9.50 or a donation of $10. Now, this is going to be happening at the Grange here. They have a book signing event. They're going to have author Lisa Grundy will be on hand to sign her book, Journey, a therapeutic coloring book for victims and survivors of all kinds. The journey for each of us is a different kind, but in the end, it's still a journey, your journey. Don't miss hearing about the journey of Lisa, where she has been, and how she arrived where she is today. You can find more information about this very talented and honest speaking author and her book at Amazon.com or purchase her book at the event. Okay, so let me see. That is going to be happening Saturday, January 27th at the Chetco Community Grange, located at 97895 Shopping Center Avenue there in Harbor. It starts at 2 p.m. There'll be guest speakers, music, book signing by the author, and a coloring contest for children. Light refreshments will be available, but the fun doesn't stop there. Starting at 5:30 p.m., dance to great music by the Dixieland Ranger Band. All ages welcome, open dance floor. You can purchase your choice of a pulled pork or egg salad sandwich with coleslaw, chips, and drink, all for $5. This is all proudly sponsored in part by the Checco Grange and Help Oasis Shelter and the Checco Grange, a little fundraiser there. And also, let me see, on Sunday, January 28th, they've got the ballroom dance. I got several things in front of me here, but let's see, we got Sunday, January 28th, the ballroom dance party from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's $5 per person at the door. Come help us celebrate a new year with old friends and an opportunity to make new ones. That's right. They're going to have festive attire and goodies, snacks, and refreshments will be available. So for more information, you can call Mike at 707-951-8600. But hey, the beginning of the year is finally here at the Checco Grange. Okay, very cool, very cool. Let me see. Oh, hey, we've got Compassionate Canna Buds. Nice little play on words. It's friends helping friends by caring and sharing information about cannabis. I mean, this is just like the Jefferson Cannabis Cup that just went on this last week. It's all to educate, to help educate the public. And that's what this is. They have a meeting every third Sunday of the month. It's at the Harbor Fire Hall at 98069 West Benham Lane in Harbor. The time's from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. You can call Karen Clark at 541-412-0909 for more information on that, or you can hit her up at 420inthekitchen@gmail.com. All right, the Compassionate Canna Buds. That's very cool. I mean, education is very important and key out here. Okay, we got Edward Albee's. I think we've got, we've got one more weekend going up here of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Lighthouse Repertory Theater. This is directed by Kirk Curtis, starring Susan Daugherty, Howard Patterson, Stephen Scruggs, and Elizabeth Coburn. Showing January 26th and 7th is the last showings. Cocktails, 6:30, and showtimes at 7. This is at 1072 3rd Street. You can purchase tickets at the door, or you can purchase them at Del Norte Office Supply. This is a PG-13 play. Tickets are $15 for general admission and $10 for students and seniors. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? I ain't afraid of Virginia Woolf. This is finally coming up this weekend as well. Been talking about it. The 4-H Soup Supper and Country Auction. Saturday, January 27th at the Del Norte Fairgrounds main building. Meals served 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The auction starts at 6:30 p.m. Adults are $8. The youth from 6 to 12 years are $5, and under age 6 are free. Okay, so there you go. The proceeds benefit Del Norte County 4-H. Yeah, that's right. All right, very good. And yeah, the kids under 6 are free with the parents, so don't be thinking you're sending all your kids over for a free meal. You know what I'm saying? All right, the 4-H Soup Supper and Country Auction. Oh, hey, yeah, and then this is coming up here, and I want to mention this because it's happening in a couple months, but the Insider of Southern Oregon is presenting the second annual Coastal Music Awards. It's going to be at the Brookings Elks Lodge on March 3rd, 2018, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Now, this year we did a little different. It's going to be $10 per person at the door. It's going to be hosted by Wendy Capitano and myself. We're going to be featuring live performances by Scott William Perry, Frankie C., Stephanie Latour, Night Moves, Mono Groove, Shaq Nasty, Disturbing the Peace, The Sharks, Wendy Capitano, all going to be there. We're going to have a lot of, there's going to be a lot of local musicians in the house. I'm going to tell you that right now. Join in on this musical extravaganza as we pay tribute to all the local musicians and bands in the area with this annual award show. Hey, we're going to have great food catered by the Inateca. You can come enjoy music, food, and fun. And of course, the Elks Lodge has a bar. That's right. So now vote now for your favorite band and musician. See, here's the deal. Just go to the Coastal Music Awards Facebook page for your voting ballot. Just copy, paste, and vote and send to coastygirl65@yahoo.com. The voting ends on February 15th. And see, we're trying to get, you know, the votes are starting to come in now. So hopefully everybody's hearing this when I'm saying this and they've seen it in the paper. But yeah, if you haven't voted yet, get on there. put your, you know, you just go to the Coastal Music Awards Facebook page. It's really easy to find. You just get on there and copy and paste and put down who you like. If your band's not, you know, I mean, you never know if your band's not on there, they're not even going to get any recognition. So, you know, and I mean, I'm tell you what, that thing is lining up. Everybody's been voting for all kinds of bands in the area. So there you go. That's what's happening there. Hey, we got Harry Potter. Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry is hosting an exciting night of fun and magic at the Crescent Elk Middle School. You're invited to join them on Wednesday, February 7th at 6 to 8 p.m. Come enjoy a night as Hogwarts students in your best Hogwarts uniform or as a muggle. Wear your best socks for the odd sock competition. Bring your family. This event is free of charge, but please sign up in the Crescent Elk Library if you plan to attend. Snacks will be provided. A little Harry Potter action going on there. All right, we're getting towards the end of the show. And here's what I want. I want to make a couple announcements here. I just want to say, you know, the guests on the Insider Report are welcome. If you're out there and you're doing events and you're hearing me announce your events on here, and you better be, because if you're like, if I'm getting your info out on the air, you should at least be hearing it. But anyways, anybody out there who's doing an event, a show, are you a musician who wants to just come in and plug your shows going on somewhere at the Kuntai or something like that? Then, hey, feel free to come on board. There's always guests welcome on the Insider Report. I always got a couple minutes. So all you got to do is email me at CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. That's full spelling, CaptainCurry1. CURRY1, just the number one there, at hotmail.com. And yeah, I'll respond back to you and we'll get you on here and you can talk about what you got going on. There you go. And then, of course, I got Poetry Corner in the Inside of Southern Oregon. If you're a poet out there and you've got a poem that you want to get out there, hey, send that poem to the same email address. And then, of course, make sure you get on like the Insider of Southern Oregon, because we just, the Facebook page, because we just started the Insider Weekly Business Promo. It's on again this week. So very cool. All right. So there you go. That's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. You can tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on Harry Belafonte. See schedule for days and times and check out all the other great shows, including the Insider Report on KCIW.org. Till next week, this is Bruce Dale Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Bam! With a Dale action. Yeah, there you go. I love Harry Belafonte.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.